Today on More to Life, sign language. Are you seeing signs of trouble in your relationships? We want to help you turn things around. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today's show is titled Sign Language, as we talk about seeing signs of trouble in our relationships. We want to help you turn things around. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. And whether those troubles or those signs of trouble are in your marriage or with your young or adult kids or a parent or sibling or friend or you name it, the fact is we want to help you get all of your relationships back on track, whatever the challenges might be. So give us a call. Again, the number is 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
So is a relationship with someone that you care about not going as well as you'd like it to go? Whether you're facing the difficulties in your relationship with, as Greg said, a spouse or children or parents or siblings or coworkers or friends or whoever, relationship problems can really wear us down. It can be so difficult to deal with. So let us help you discover the next steps towards getting all of your relationships back on the right road. It can be done.
It can be. And let us help you do it. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can always get your questions into us via email. That's questions@moretoliferadio.com with the number two, questions@moretoliferadio.com. And we do hope that you do tune in regularly to the More to Life podcast, especially if you want to look for specific topics, whether that's anxiety or relationship problems, marriage issues, parenting questions. It's all there. Just check out the More to Life podcast wherever you get your podcasts. But if you're listening live, we want to hear your voice and talk to you right now at 877-573-7825 about all those relationships in your life that may not be going the way you'd like them to go.
And give you a way to get them on the right track. And I have to say, especially now, because, you know, we're moving from season to season. There's a lot of things going on. There are people we have to deal with at weddings and different gatherings for the family and different things and events that are coming up. And that can be difficult if you're strained with someone, even if it's someone very close to you that you have to deal with every day. Sometimes family events, different things that are going on can just heighten our tension, and then we take it out on each other. So when we're talking about, you know, are you seeing signs of trouble in a relationship, if your shoulders are going up around your ears, just at the mention of this topic, then there's somebody that you need to work on that relationship with. There's some grace you need. There's some skills you need so that you can let that tension out of your shoulders. Take your shoulders away from your ears. Breathe a little bit more deeply and enjoy your relationship. Not feel like, uh-oh, here we go again. Or maybe this is going to happen. Or what if they come and talk to me at that family event? There are ways to deal with this. And we can help you today. All you have to do is give us a call on More to Life today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And that, again, is whether you're facing difficulties in your relationship with your spouse, younger or adult kids, parents, siblings, coworkers, friends, extended family, you name it. We want to help get all those relationships back on track. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day. through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're not sure what that is, when St. John Paul gave a series of reflections when he was Pope on how we can discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships by prayerfully contemplating God's design in creation, especially his design of our bodies.
The theology of the body emphasizes that we were created to live in joyful, loving, intimate communion with others. We're created that way. Think about that. The need for relationship is built into our bodies. In fact, research shows that when we have relationship problems, the pain is the same in the centers of our brain, and that brain lights up just like it does when we have physical injury, especially if you're dealing with a romantic relationship problem. It can hurt that badly. Relationship problems can actually cause muscle pain, joint pain, headaches, gut problems, and other physical ailments, especially over time as we let them fester. Our bodies remind us that God wants us to cooperate with His grace to do the work that's necessary to make our relationships as healthy, happy, and holy as we can.
And that's a big part of us becoming happy, healthy, and holy as well. You know, the good news is relationships, or even the people in them, don't have to be perfect for us to experience them as supportive or life-giving. I mean, you know, the reality is we all have problems. We're all sinful. We all struggle. But the difference between a stressful relationship and a supportive one is the mutual willingness of the people in that relationship to admit their own struggles and commit to both working on their own issues and helping each other grow. It's that willingness to admit and commit at the heart of mutual love and responsibility that St. John Paul said is the key to healthy Christian relationships. You know, it's tempting to want to avoid working through relationship problems with the people in our lives, but the more we do it, the more we're building the kingdom of God by working to overcome the ways that the enemy tries to divide God's people. So let us help you heal those relationships, make them healthier and happier and holier for you and everybody in them today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Our show today is titled Sign Language, as we talk about seeing signs of trouble in our relationships. We're going to help you turn things around, whether that's a difficulty in your relationship with your spouse, younger or adult children, parents, siblings, coworkers, extended family, or friends. Let's stop letting those relationship problems wear you down, and let us help you discover the next steps toward getting all your relationships back on the right road. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls in the name of the Father,
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all those people who we're struggling in our relationship with. They could be big problems or small problems, but those relationships where we just don't feel like they are what we want them to be or what you'd like them to be or what they should be. We ask you, Lord, to help us know how to respond to those challenges in ways that glorify you. Help us be our best selves and bring out the best in the others as well. Lord, help us to, on the one hand, to resist the temptation to avoid dealing with those relationship issues, and on the other hand, be drawn into greater conflict because of unhealthy ways of approaching those difficulties. Help us to find the healthy way to engage those problems so that we can cooperate with your grace and build your kingdom by facilitating the intimate communion your servant St. John Paul reminded us we were called to live in. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today's show is titled Sign Language, as we talk about seeing signs of trouble in our relationships, whether that's a relationship with a spouse, younger or adult children, parents, siblings, coworkers, friends, extended family, you name it. The fact is, relationship problems can really wear us down. We want to help you discover the next steps toward getting all your relationships back on the right road. The number again, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Elise, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Canada, listening on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Elise. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Oh, great. So sorry, I can barely hear you. I'm not sure why. But anyways, I have my first cousins. They are getting, their children are getting married, and they are Catholics. They're not practicing Catholics. So they're absent Catholics, and they are going to have their wedding at a golf course. So mm-hmm. I do want to attend, but at the same time, I want to make some kind of statement. Do I say it to the parents who I'm more closer to, or do I say it to the kids, or what would you suggest is the best approach?
So let me ask you this.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, what's the nature of your relationship with these are cousins?
First cousins, very close.
How often do you see them? How much time do you spend with them? How much do they, you know, value your relationship?
You know, every Christmas, Easter, that kind of thing. That's about it.
Yeah. So it's kind of a distant relationship.
We don't have relatives here. They're the only ones. My mother kind of brought them over to Poland so that when she passed, we would get together. So they see us as very close, put it that way.
Okay, but you don't spend a lot of time together, and they don't, you know, when they're having difficulties with something, they don't reach out to you for support, or, you know, you don't have a close, so let me put it this way. I appreciate where you're coming from, and I appreciate your desire to try to, bring them more in line with what, you know, the church's understanding of what marriage should be. That's all very good. We have to look carefully, though, at the effect that our words or actions can have. And we want to make sure that whatever we do doesn't drive people even further away from God or the church.
Or us, because then we lose our long-term influence in their lives.
Drive them away from us.
Right. Yeah. Whether it's, sometimes words around an issue like this can make us feel better in the moment. Like, we did our due diligence. We said something. But the long-term effect is we don't get a chance to ever say or affect anything in their lives again, because they have their shields up when they're around us because we hurt them in some way with words. So we have to be very careful.
So the first thing I would say, Elise, is that waiting until the day of the wedding, like you're proposing, would be way too late, even if this was a good idea, right? Because what are they going to do then? They're going to cancel the golf wedding and suddenly go talk to their pastor? You know, that would not be prudent or charitable.
And I have to say, once the invitations are out, is really like, you know, they're not going to suddenly change everything when it's all been planned.
Yeah, so you know, if this was going to be addressed at all, it would have to have been addressed before. That said, in terms of whether to address it at all, it really depends on two things. First of all, their capacity to understand what you're even saying, right? So let's imagine you have a really devout, practicing Catholic friend or relative who you see regularly, who you have influence in their lives. They really care about your opinion. They think, you know, they reach out to you for help with different things, and for whatever reason, they're either getting married outside the church, or they're dating somebody who you're concerned about. You know, you can bring that up to them because they have the capacity to understand what you're saying, because they are devout practicing Catholics. And you have the strong connection you have with them to be able to have some influence and be able to do some good and be an instrument of grace in that relationship. With your cousins, if they're not practicing, you know, maybe they were raised in the church, but there's a very big difference between being sacramentalized and being evangelized. And there are a lot of people who don't understand. And so when we come to them and say, you're not following the church's rules, their response is, well, I don't care about the church's rules.
Just don't understand. Even if they're trying to do their best in some form of their faith, it comes out as though you're speaking a totally different language, because you don't have the time to really educate them on it and let it seep in. So time is really what's important here. So allowing yourself to build your relationship is really going to be important.
So what you want to do here is practice what's called the law of gradualism. Okay, the law of gradualism is this idea that we have to meet people where they are and encourage them step by step to come closer to God through our connection with them. Right? And so the fact that they are getting married at all, even though they're not getting married in the way that the church would like them to get married, is a positive step. They're working toward a more stable, committed, lifelong relationship. Now, presumably over time, if you can strengthen your relationship with them and be praying for them and be a witness of love in their lives, you can continue to be an instrument of grace that hopefully leads them closer to the church and perhaps gets them to a point where they could can validate their marriage.
Right? And develop together a much deeper relationship with God and begin to raise children in the faith. You can have a lot of effect here if you move with this law of gradualism.
But to just come out and say something, especially on the day of the wedding, or even really now, frankly, with the relationship being what it is and with their relationship with the church being what it is, it would be both imprudent and uncharitable, because it would actually drive them further away from both you and God and the church. For you to make that statement, it would make you feel like you did something, but it would actually have the opposite effect of what God is calling you to have here.
I know that can be hard to hear because you really want this so much for them. We all do. I can stand here and say I want your cousins to have a fully wonderful Catholic sacrament throughout their whole marriage and lives. But we have to figure out how to make that happen with this concept that we're talking about here.
All right, Elise, I know that probably wasn't what you were expecting to hear, but I hope that you'll take that to prayer and really ask God how you can be a long-term influence, you know, and use that law of gradualism to encourage the next healthy steps that they are taking, and then build on those steps by building your relationship with them so that you can be a more effective witness to God's love and a more effective instrument of God's grace in their lives over the long haul. Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Sign Language, as we talk about seeing signs of trouble in relationships with your spouse, your younger or adult children, parents, siblings, coworkers, extended family or friends, you name it. Relationship problems can really wear us down, and if you would like to discover the next steps toward getting your relationship back on track, give us a call. That number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Well,
the wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Isn't it awesome that we today do not recognize his presence in the Eucharist? Is it because we really don't go to him in humbleness of heart and say, Lord, I don't believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I want to see you. I want to recognize you. I cannot live without you. Are we saying that?
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Garendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling. 40 years of experience. 17,000 current students. Pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plan, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right, pretty much everything. My wife and I use Seton. Some of our children. Tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT. Over 30% higher on English and reading on the ACT. It's a rigorous program. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. That is setonhome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically own shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Sign Language, as we talk about seeing signs of trouble in our relationships with all the people in our life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877 573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins. She is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Lisa. Glad to be here.
Glad to be with you. Now, Rachel, this is a subject that's dear to your heart. You have 11 children. You're one of 10. Both your parents came from large families. You've got a lot of experience in this. So what do we do when we either have young kids and we're seeing they're starting to have that sibling rivalry, or adult kids who are still, like, just not getting along because of the sibling rivalry? Help all the parents out there.
Well, I think what we first have to accept is simple sibling rivalry is not a given. Too many parents go into it thinking, oh, my kids don't get along. That's to be expected. It shouldn't be expected, and it shouldn't be fostered. And that's where we come in as parents. The moment you have that second child, it doesn't have to be Cain and Abel. It can be a true friendship that goes on long after you're gone, and that's what we hope for. So keep an eye out for competition between your kids. Don't compare your kids. You know, never introduce this is the smart child, this is a funny child. Make sure that you're really truly seeing their children as individuals. Make sure you compliment your kids in front of each other, you know, and not false compliments, but recognize their skills, their talents, the blessing they are to the family. Make sure that they all of your kids, whether it's 2 or 12, hear you complimenting the other children in front of them, so they begin to see them not as a threat or as a competition, but rather as a real treasured blessing that the family has been given by God.
Yeah, and I'd caution parents that if there's one child that you vibe with more, like they're more like you, and there's other children that aren't, make sure you're looking for those things to compliment in each and every child you have, even if there are differences between you and that child.
Exactly. Like, you will find yourself, and your children will find that they get along with one sibling more than another, and there's nothing wrong with that. That is a blessing and a real gift. But you do have to make sure, if you do have an outlier, if you do have a child who's not meshing with the family, what can you do to help that happen? And I would say encourage those activities of the family that are memory building, but not competitions. There's a lot of push, you know, have game night with the family. But if that just becomes a fight in your family, make sure your activities are walks in the park. You go to movies. You go to things that aren't competitive so that they can just build memories and not build a fight. The other
Yes,
thing
I can agree with that more, especially if all you're doing is going to your kids' school games.
Yes.
And they're just, you know, seeing, oh, well, they scored well in this, but I didn't score as well in that. You need things that are going to build that family connection that aren't competitive. There's nothing wrong with the occasional competitive game, but if it's devolving into tears or fights every time, make sure you're upping those group things that are really fun and draw you together.
Especially if you have a family where you have one or two athletes, but then two or three artists or two or three kids who don't shine like that, make sure that you're having opportunities for that kid to shine. If all of your activities are just going to one child's activity, then the other kids can't help but feel like they've been forgotten. And then when you do see problems, when they do arise, pray about how you're going to address it as a family, the husband and wife talking. Do you need intervention? Do you need to think about maybe a child needing some extra help with therapy or with family counseling? There's nothing wrong with that. That's a real sign of courage when a family decides that we want to have as happy a family as we can. And then when they do become adults, and I have it myself, remember your adult kids have memories of their own as siblings that you're not a part of. Again, they might not be each other's best friends, but you can ask for kindness and for charity towards each other and to pray for a healing between adult siblings. Maybe you can intervene, but maybe what you're going to be doing is doing a lot of prayer and a lot of sacrifice that they at least can have a healed relationship, if not a whole relationship.
Rachel, I want to thank you for being with us today. It's always a pleasure getting your insights. And if folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, I encourage them to go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com. And listeners, we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825 about all the relationships in your life. Our show today is titled Sign Language, as we talk about seeing signs of trouble in relationships. So whether you're wanting to follow up on what Rachel was talking about and get a handle on the sibling rivalry you're seeing in your house, or you're struggling in your own relationships with your spouse, your younger or adult children, parents, siblings, coworkers, family members, friends, we want to help get those relationships back on track.
So if there's something hurting your heart, or there's just that person that makes you roll your eyes and you'd like to stop that and actually be in harmony with these people, be in loving communion with these people, we can help you get those skills and untie some of those knots today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
By the way, EWTN has a lot of ways to support you in living a more faithful, joyful, and abundant life. I'd love for you to check out a new book published through EWTN called A Light to All Nations. It's on the nature and mission of the church. It's by Father Brian Milady. It's going to help you elevate your understanding of the church by enabling you to unpack one of the central documents of the Second Vatican Council, Lumen Gentium, and what it really taught, and understand it through the lens of traditional church teaching, history, and philosophy. Father Milady explains the supernatural character of the church and our universal call to holiness, and it's going to help you discover the authentic character and purpose of the people of God and the unique vocation to which we're all called. Again, that book is A Light to All Nations on the Nature and Mission of the Church by Father Brian Milady. It's available now, as well as lots of other great titles, at EWTNRC.com. That's EWTNRC.com. We're taking your calls right now about relationship troubles in any relationship. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll help you get back on track. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls right after the break.
When we speak of blessing in prayer, what exactly do we mean? The Catholic Catechism defines blessing as a basic movement of Christian prayer, an encounter between God and man. God's gift and man's acceptance of that gift are united in dialogue with each other. God blesses, and the human heart can respond to bless the one who is the source of every blessing. The Catechism states that two fundamental forms express this movement. Human prayer ascends in the Holy Spirit through Christ to the Father, and it implores the grace of the Holy Spirit, which descends through Christ from the Father. Adoration, says the Catechism, is man's first attitude, acknowledging that he is a creature before his Creator. It exalts the God who made us and the almighty power of the Savior who sets us free from evil. It is the homage of the Spirit to the King of Glory. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
So many studies over the past 60 years show a connection between abortion and increased risk of breast cancer, depression, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, a breakdown in relationships. Women, when they do eventually decide to have children after they've had an abortion, there's a bonding issue with the children. And yet many of those studies are pushed aside, and the studies that are embraced are the studies that are done by the people with so much to gain, claiming that all these pregnancies through rape occurred all because Roe v. Wade was overturned. And yet, if you look at the roots of that study, every single author involved was connected to the abortion industry. And that's not journalism, that's propaganda, that's advocacy.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. No matter how old our kids are, they'll always want our love. They'll always crave our approval, a word of encouragement, any sign that lets them know that we think they're showing some strength, doing something right, or at least trying to pursue something worthwhile. No matter how damaged a relationship, every adult child wants to know that their parents are proud of them for something. We need to remember this. It's critical that parents of adult kids look for the good intentions behind the things our adult kids are doing and try to express our pride in the efforts they're making to pursue those good things. That can be hard to do, especially if we disapprove of the way they're pursuing those intentions, but learning how to do this is the first step in being mentors to our adult children. To learn more, check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Your Adult Sons and Daughters, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Sign Language. We talk about seeing signs of trouble in your relationships with your spouse, younger or adult children, parents, siblings, coworkers, extended family or friends, you name it. The fact is, relationship problems can really wear us down. We want to help you discover the next steps toward getting all your relationships back on the right road. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you're listening later on to the More to Life podcast, you can still get your questions in via email. And that address is questions@moretoliferadio.com. But if you're listening live, we love hearing your voice and asking up those follow-up questions. So give us a holler at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Maureen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Connecticut.
Hi, Maureen. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. My friend called me frantic because she frantically called me. Sorry. We have a friend in another town who is, how to say this? He's married. He's Catholic. He's got a couple of children, and the wife all of a sudden wants a divorce because the tarot reading has told her that the man down the street is her soulmate, and she wants the house and is turning the kids away from him. And he's totally distraught. He's a manager, and it's just, you know, tearing him up. So I guess, you know, I don't know. Any suggestions?
Any suggestions for what, how to counsel him, you mean, or what in particular?
I don't think he can call you because he's working. So,
no, I understand. So you're asking kind of what could you say to him
do?
Or what he should do? All right. So Maureen, what the most important thing, all right. So when we hear about, you know, different occult things coming in, that's obviously the kind of a big lightning flash, and we kind of pay zero in on that. I'm going to say that that's very serious and important. I'm going to get back to that in a second. But the real issue here is his wife is unhappy in the marriage, and she's going to unhealthy places for help.
Yeah.
Right.
She may even be depressed herself, but there's definitely that she's unhappy in the marriage. Because let me just say this to put this into perspective. If anybody, I mean, honest to goodness, even if it was somebody I highly respected in my spiritual life, came to me and said, you should leave Greg because I've heard from whatever that this other person's really for you, I'd say, you're off your rocker. I love my husband. We're doing great together. God's blessing our marriage. Go, you know, talk to somebody else. Get some help.
Well, and the fact is, you know, she went to this person because, you know,
looking
for answers,
yeah.
Right? So she's hurting. And maybe even attracted to this person down the street. Well, who knows? But the point is that she's saying, "I'm unhappy in this marriage, and I'm seeking help." She's seeking help in an inappropriate way that will inevitably make things worse, and that allows the enemy to exploit her pain. And that's why it's dangerous what she's doing.
Possibly worse.
But the real message, the real takeaway here, is that she's unhappy in the marriage, and he needs to wake up to that. And be that man of God who shows appropriate and healthy and godly ways to seek help for their relationship. So what you want to tell him is to zero in on the fact that there are serious problems in the relationship, and that he needs to make an appointment with a good, faithful counselor that can help get them back on track. And really, if she's not willing to go, then he should start going himself and work with a marriage-friendly therapist, ideally a faithful marriage-friendly therapist, who can give him the advice on how to help bring her to the table eventually, and what changes he needs to start making to kind of get her attention and get her to be willing to start working on it with him. But, you know, yes, the tarot issue is a serious problem. Anytime we meddle with the occult, we're inviting we're inviting trouble into our lives. Yeah. But the root behind it, she's looking for help, and she's looking for help in inappropriate ways and ways that will ultimately potentially bear destruction, even greater destruction and pain in her life. But the bottom line is she's unhappy, and he needs to hear that message if he wants to make the marriage work. So that's what you want to focus on with him. You know, you help him to see, number one, that there needs to be work done on the marriage, and help him to identify faithful, healthy resources for them to turn to get the help that they clearly need.
Because if he can say, hold on a minute, you know, if he comes at her with, this is a cult, this is, she's going to tune him out because her needs aren't being met. But if he gets the help, the faithful help that he needs to be the husband he needs to be, to start healing this marriage, and he begins to invite her alongside of that, as she gets those needs healed in her life, as she becomes a healthier person, as she's invited to become a holier person, as this marriage strengthens, as they begin to become companions along the way of God's life for them together, she'll let all that other stuff go. She'll renounce it herself because she'll see it for the lies that it is. He needs to be working to heal whatever is hurting inside of her and is hurting the marriage.
Because that's what the enemy is exploiting,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Satan wants to use the pain that we're in to lead us to inappropriate places to get help, and to lead us to do inappropriate things to add to the pain.
And then we see that this is involved in the occult, and we get so hyped up, we get so scared that's all we pay attention to. And meanwhile, he's degrading the marriage, he's running down the people in the marriage, he's destroying their mental health. The enemy.
Yeah.
Yes. All that, thank you for clarifying that for me. All that is going on, but he's saying, oh no, just look over here. Look at these big red flashing lights
of the glamour of evil.
The glamour of evil. And he distracts us from doing the work to get holier and healthier that we can really be effectively doing with God's grace.
Yeah, so I would argue that the Holy Spirit is trying to say, hey guys, seek healthy and appropriate help for your relationship, and the enemy is trying to distract your friend from that, by having his wife seek inappropriate ways to get help.
Now, Maureen, I appreciate that you and your friend can bring this to the friend who is suffering, right, who's working and can't call in. If you're saying, I'm not sure I'm going to get this all straight, please just tell him he can listen to the podcast or download the podcast for him. You can get it on a podcast app. Go to EWTN.com, Ave Maria Radio. The podcasts are there, and then he can listen to this answer, maybe over and over again, so he can remember what the path is as he's getting scared. But that is available to him.
And if there are good, faithful places to turn for marriage support in your area, feel free to recommend them. He can always reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, and we can hook him up with a good, faithful resource to help him begin to heal this relationship. But the big takeaway here is that his wife isn't happy, hasn't been happy for a long time, and he may have not been tuning into that. And he needs to be that godly man who shows her how to get godly help for this relationship. Thanks, Maureen. We appreciate your call, and we appreciate the fact that you want to be a good friend to this person.
Absolutely.
877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking about challenging situations in your relationships on our show titled Sign Language. If you're seeing signs of trouble in your relationships, give us a holler. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Vicki, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Kentucky.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you?
Thank you for trying to help me, I hope. I have a 40-year-old son. My husband and I are Christians. We've raised our children in a Christian home, Protestant, but Christian. And our 40-year-old son announced to us last week that he is now an agnostic, and he went on a verbal bender, saying how religions only cause war, especially Christianity, thinking that it's the only religion, da-da-da-da-da. And we were quiet and prayerful, but it has caused some kind of emotional wall for me. And I don't know what to do. What is a way to approach or be with this son, this adult son?
Sure. And that's really heartbreaking when, you know, our adult children fall away from the faith they were raised in, and become antagonistic, you know, even more so. So a couple of things. The first thing I want you to do is not see this as a faith issue primarily. The falling away is very serious, obviously, and heartbreaking. But it's his intellectual reasons. The reasons he's given you are lame. I mean, they're about as deep as a puddle. Right?
I mean, they're used by people all the time, but they're about as deep as a puddle.
And the reason I'm saying this is because this is not a theological issue, right? This is not something you can argue him through. This is not a doctrinal thing. This is a pain issue. He's hurting, and he's mad at God. And he's mad at your church, or something to that effect, where he's saying, well, God didn't show up in this situation or for this thing, and so I don't believe in him. That's basically what he's saying. When anybody kind of gives that kind of a lame reason for falling away from the faith, what they're really hiding is an emotional or relational problem that they feel God has not attended to. And so it's going to be important, I think, to try to back up the truck and say, you know, honey, what's going on in your life? You know, when did you start feeling this way? What happened in your life that's making you come to these conclusions? And if he gives the smokescreen of, well, evil in the world and blah, 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 I mean, yeah, that's true. But when it comes right down to it, people don't really care about that. What they care about is the fact that they're personally suffering, right? And so you want to understand what his personal suffering is and how he feels God wasn't there for him in it. So that's where you want to take the conversation. Try to redirect him back to, you know, when did he start feeling this way, and what's going on in his life, and how is it, you know, how is it that he feels God hasn't been showing up for him in his life? Because that's what he doesn't believe, right? Secondly, you want to make sure that you're looking at your own witness and making sure that he's seeing not just that you have, you know, Christian habits, but that your faith is the source of strength in your relationship with your husband, that it's a source of strength in your life, that you are able to kind of speak to that regularly. I don't mean preach at him, but I mean pray for opportunities to share how God is moving in your life and how God is a source of strength and grace in your life, so that you can continue to witness that. When he talks to you about the problems in his life, you can introduce God into the conversation, even if he's not open to it, just by saying, oh, honey, I'm so sorry that you're going through that. That's really awful. Lord, please bless my son and help him to find the answers that I know that you have for him, and help me to know how I can support him. That was a 5-second prayer. He may, you know, roll his eyes, but that's okay. You're still bringing God into that situation, and you're showing him that God does care about him and wants to be there for him. Finally, be careful not to make him a project long term. You really want to just focus on building your relationship in ways that you can, so that, you know, he keeps coming to you with these things and keeps feeling safe to talk to you about these things, so that you can do what I was just saying. You know, be that support, be that witness of God's power in your life. Bring God into the conversations that by praying over him and praying with him in those little opportunities that you're given. And continue ministering to the wound that's driving this loss of faith. In the kind of situation you're describing, again, I really do believe that this loss of faith is the smoke from the fire of a personal or emotional or relational wound. And the more you're able to address that, and the more you're able to see that God is a source of that, of strength of healing that, the more you're going to be able to help him get back to the faith of his youth. I'm going to encourage you to check out our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com. It's really a book about how can we mentor our adult kids and have conversations with them that they'll be open to hearing. So check that out. Again, it's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's available at CatholicCounselors.com. Vicki, we've added your family to our More to Life prayer list, and if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here again on the show. And listeners, as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 133, verse 1.
Oh, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity.
Amen. It's a good thing to want to have that communion, and God wants to give us the grace to build that communion with all the people in our life. So if you're struggling in a relationship with, well, whether that's your spouse, younger or adult children, parents, siblings, coworkers, extended family, friends, we want to help you get those relationships back on track so that you can experience the pleasant feeling that comes from having all of God's people living together in unity, as Psalm 133, verse 1 says. So give us a call. Let's talk it out together at 877 573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Another weekend means another chance for us to build our community of faith on this weekend's Catholics Coast to Coast. I'm Ace McKay and invite you to join me as we highlight the conversations happening. Go to Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio. That way you can take them with you. Share them, like, subscribe, follow, whatever you need to do so you don't miss future episodes. So join me for Catholics Coast to Coast tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Do you have a teenager at home who's full of potential? Too often the world is telling you to be content with mediocrity instead of raising respectful and responsible young adults with strong character. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. If you need some help, not only to navigate those teen years, but to really enjoy them, check out my book, Standing Strong, Good Discipline Makes Great Teens, as well as my other books, on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net.
Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you with one of 1,400 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 70% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, the show is titled Sign Language. So we're talking about seeing signs of trouble. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'll be here all week. Try the veal. 877-573-7825. We're talking about seeing signs of trouble in our relationships on our show titled Sign Language. See, I redeemed myself. So whether you are facing difficulties in your relationship with your spouse, younger or adult kids, parents, siblings, coworkers, extended family or friends, we want to help you discover the next steps toward getting all your relationships back on the right road. 877-573-7825. Lisa, you talk, so I don't have to.
Well, let's let Kathy in Michigan, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Ave Maria Radio, talk for us for a minute here. Hi, Kathy. What's up today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My husband and I have been married for more than 30-some years, and he comes from a family with two siblings and a parents. And about 4 years ago, his parents and his brother passed away. So he's just has the one sister as his sibling. He's never really gotten along with his sister, and she's always very, very negative, and very, every time you talk to her on the phone, it's all about her woes and what's going on with her. So needless to say, I'm still trying to say, you need to keep connections with your sister. You need to keep a relationship together with her no matter what. So every time he calls her...
Can I ask you why?
Why?
Like, what's your concern there? Yeah, why? What's that based on?
Why he should be in connection with his sister?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you...
Yeah.
I just feel... I come from a really strong family, and I just think family need to support each other. And his sister has a Down syndrome child, and she's all by herself as well. Now that the parents are gone and everybody's gone, she's all by herself. And I just feel strongly that family should help each other out and be there for each other.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, they should. But I think that one of the things we need to keep in mind here is... how safe a person is to be around, right? Because if your husband, okay, is strong enough emotionally and spiritually to have something to do with her, then I think he should, right? But if he either brings out the worst in her by being present to her, or she brings out the worst in him, then, you know, a relationship can be a near occasion of sin too, right? So there's a balancing act here. We can't just write people off by saying, I don't like to be around them, that makes me uncomfortable. You know, okay, fine, we need to get over ourselves sometimes. And you may very well be right that you know, the sister needs help, and, you know, he could be able to provide some kind of assistance and be a positive influence in her life. That could be a really good thing. But it's something you guys want to be praying about together, because you describe her as a really very toxic person, very negative, very narcissistic, very kind of, this is all about me. And it's difficult to have a healthy relationship with somebody like that, right? And so when we're trying to figure out how to set boundaries with people, what I always ask folks to consider is, you know, at this stage in your life, you know, how much time could you spend around that person, or what kind of things could you do with that person without having to spend the rest of the day putting yourself back together? Or, you know, because what I mean by that is, you know, if I have an interaction with somebody and it just causes me to spin out, I'm not able to attend to my wife or my kids, I'm not able to do the things that God has asked me to do, or I'm drawn into behaving badly around that person, then that relationship becomes a near occasion of sin for me, and I want to avoid that, right? I want to be as involved with people as I can, as long as it's bearing good fruit. Or as long as there's the potential for it to bear some really good fruit there. But I don't want to be in a relationship just for the sake of saying I'm in the relationship. You know, that's why Jesus gives us the right to shake the dust from our feet sometimes and just be civil to people and not go deeper, because they're just not healthy people to be around, and this relationship can't be healed in this lifetime. So, I mean, I think that your intentions are very good here, Kathy, and I think that if there's some way that your husband can, in a healthy way, be a support to your sister, then sure, you should encourage him to do that. But I do think that this is something that you guys want to pray and talk about. And if he feels that, you know, he's not in a place where he can handle a relationship with his sister, then you need to respect that. Because what he's really saying to you is, you know, look, I just emotionally and spiritually, I'm not in a place where I can handle her level of toxicity.
Now, if you feel like it's just been neglect on his part, if he hasn't given it a chance, if there's a, and you want to start saying, oh, well, you know, after you've talked to your husband about this, just as Greg said, after you've prayed about it together, you are going to start facilitating some of the relationship. You'll spend some time with her. You'll have them over.
You'll call her.
Then there's a chance that you can start facilitating a relationship and the two of them can get used to each other and build up a relationship over time. My great caution here is that you don't put fixing the relationship between your husband and his sister above your relationship with your husband. You have to remember that taking care of your marriage and your husband and that relationship is your primary sacramental purpose. The rest of the relationships and healing and fixing those and facilitating those are secondary to having that close relationship with your husband.
And I really praise God for the family that you have and the close relationships that
That's
you have
right.
with your family. But one of the things that we can fall into, though, is believing that because a person has a particular title, whether that's father, mother, sister, brother, whatever, pastor, whatever, that they're owed a certain kind of relationship, even if their behavior says they're not capable of having that kind of relationship. And that's what sets us up for trouble, because we end up giving more to those relationships than the circumstances say are safe. And then we act surprised afterward whenever they blow up in our face. So we have to be careful to, you know, as the saying goes, when somebody's behavior tells you who they are, you need to believe them. And so if there's a healthy way to be in a relationship with this sister, if you could even lead the way by, you know, showing your husband, hey, you know, she's safer than she used to be, you know, we can interact with her in these ways and it doesn't blow up in our faces, then great, take the lead in that. But he's been burned, right? And so he is reluctant to say that he's spiritually and emotionally strong enough to be around her more than he currently is. So, you know, if you want to focus on this relationship, by all means, pray about it. Respect where your husband's at. If you feel like God is giving you a way to open up the door a little bit more by building your relationship with her and showing your husband that it's safe to interact with her, or finding safe ways to interact with her, then by all means, go ahead and do that. Let's all resist the temptation to try to meddle in other people's relationships with third parties, because that never turns out well. Thanks for the call, Kathy. You know, we've been talking about signs of trouble in relationships. And if you are struggling in some area of your relationship, the first thing you want to do is really take that to God and say, is there some way, Lord, that I can respond to this relationship challenge in a way that would help me glorify you, help me be my best self, and invite the other person to be their best selves too. We, as Christians, don't maintain relationships just for the sake of maintaining them. We maintain them so that we can build the kingdom of God, and that we can bring out the best in that person, bring out the best in ourselves, glorify God through the love and grace that flows between us and those people. And so really be looking at those relationships in that light and asking God in prayer and yourself to reflect on what steps can I take to be a positive influence here. If you are looking for support in making those relationships stronger, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, or we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life through the light of God's grace. Again, it's CatholicCounselors.com. And then remember to get out there and celebrate the life God wants you to live, because you know what? With His grace, there is so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.